The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It's time for high school summer baseball, and here is Matt Croy.
Good evening from Jackson High School in Massillon. The Highland Hawks with a record of 1-1 of the summer, taking on the Akron A's with a record of 3-4. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with Highland Summer League head baseball coach Casey Kalman on the pregame show on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
You bend them, we bend them at Finish Line Auto Body.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be.
Home Siding Contractors.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
The July 4th celebration event is on at Millersburg Electric. Now through July 16th, save big on all your favorite appliance brands. General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and Cafe. Hi, this is Carrie Taylor, and customers often ask, when's the best time to buy appliances? And our answer, the July 4th sales event equals Black November. That means it's one of the best times of the year to upgrade or outfit your new home or remodeling project. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2026. So visit us today or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Celebrating 80 years of business.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Inside the Dugout is being brought to you by Hobrins Insurance of Millersburg.
who handles your life insurance. Hi, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service, and this is a very important question to answer for your family in case something were to happen to you. Life insurance needs analysis, and when trying to decide how much life insurance you should have for loans, personal income, and final expenses, it helps to have the advice from someone you can trust. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we can make sure that your family can handle your financial obligations if the unexpected were to happen. For your life insurance analysis, contact Hobron's Insurance at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767.
Alongside the Highland Summer League head baseball coach, that being Casey Cowan, splitting the doubleheader on Saturday to get the summer started against Ravenna Blue Wave. Look at that first game, kind of a back and forth, and they kind of got that four spot in the sixth inning.
Yeah, it was kind of an opening there. I think just coming into it, we were a little slow. Guys just getting back into it. But other than that, I was happy with the way we responded after that, though.
You mentioned you came right back and responded in a big way. The next game had 8 hits, 13 runs. That five spot in the second inning kind of got the offense rolling.
Yeah, they kind of, the boys kind of figured it out. We had a stern talking to after the first game. So they came ready to play the second one, that's for sure.
Anytime you had Mike Miller on the mound, you feel pretty good about that, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I knew in the spring he was dealing pretty good. And after the first inning, he settled in and really just started rolling from there.
Move on here. Of course, the heat wave going on here, so it continues into tonight's game, taking on this team here tonight, the Akron A's. And what's the approach, I guess, as far as tonight goes?
Well, first and foremost is just stay hydrated, that's for sure. But, yeah, just come out early, punch them in the mouth, see what we can do, and see – just play well. Second game is how we want to play all the time, how to play Highland baseball. So just looking to do that again.
Casey, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's always the Highland Summer League head baseball coach, Casey Cowman.
Inside the Dugout has been brought to you by Hobron's Insurance of Millersburg.
Stop in to Rody's IGA for great specials all week long. Whether it's in their deli, meat, or produce departments, you'll find what you need with an outstanding selection and hometown service. For a fresh arrangement of flowers, check out the Posey Path Floral Shop. Then before you head out, sign up for a Rody's Rewards card and get additional savings while you shop. That's Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tusk Ross, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering CanClad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com and bring your space to life with CanClad.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Attention students and parents near the Garraway in Highland Districts. Ready to kickstart a future in business? Be a part of the Buckeye Business Academy Open House, August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holmes Center for the Arts in Berlin. Discover how students gain valuable office and computer skills, accounting knowledge, and industry-recognized credentials that employers want. Whether you're planning for college or the workforce, your business journey starts here. Don't miss it. August 2nd at the Holmes Center for the Arts. Learn more at the Buckeye Business Academy Open House.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Highland opened up their summer season, of course, after capturing their third consecutive state championship at the high school varsity level, and with the doubleheader on Saturday against Ravenna Blue Wave over Lehman Field. Game one saw Ravenna Blue Wave win the game by the final score of 6-4. In that contest, it's kind of back and forth affair. Ravenna Blue Wave scored two runs in the first inning. Highland would come back to score three in the third inning to take a 3-2 lead. But then the key inning would end up being the sixth, where Ravenna Blue Wave would score four runs on three hits in the sixth inning. That would be enough to get the 6-4 win over Highland. Ravenna Blue Wave had six runs on eight hits, three errors, nine left on base, while Highland had four runs on four hits, three errors, and six stranded to take the loss. The Hawks would rebound, though, in the game two as they would get the win in mercy fashion in six innings, 13-2. In that game, Highland would score two runs on three hits in the first, followed by five more runs on two hits in the second. They led 7-2 through two innings, adding on one more run in the third, four runs in the fourth, and a run in the fifth inning, and Highland goes on to get the 13-2 sixth inning victory. Highland had 13 runs on eight hits, two errors, seven left on base. For Ravenna Blue Wave, they had two runs on one hit, two errors, and four stranded. Getting the win on the mound for Highland was left-hander Mike Miller, who went six innings, allowed two runs, none earned. One hit allowed for the game. He struck out nine and walked three and hit a batter and finished the game, retiring 10 consecutive batters to get the victory for Highland. So Highland 1-1 so far on the season, and they're taking on Akron A's. And for this Akron A's team, of course, playing their home game here at Jackson High School in Maslin, they come in with a record of 3-4 on the season. Losses to the Academy Wolves, then won two straight over to Premier, over Premier Ohio Green, as well as the Ohio Tigers Purple. Lost two in a row to Ravenna Blue Wave and Midwest. Won 9-4 over the Pit Bulls, and a 9-0 loss to Tide in their last contest. Again, Akron A's a record of 3-4 overall on the summer. We'll take a break, come back with more on the pregame show next on WKLM.
Dreaming of a perfect, affordable home? Discover family-owned Hartford Homes. Hartford Homes, with over 50 years combined experience in the construction industry, offers turnkey homes including all land improvements, resulting in a stress-free custom home built for you. Our commitment to quality, community, and sustainability sets us apart. Visit HartfordHomesOhio.com today to schedule your visit. Tour inside two different model homes or browse our 22 online models. Discover Hartford Homes in Jeromesville and start your journey to a dream home.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
You bend them, we mend them at Finish Line Auto Body.
And a few minutes away from getting things underway here at Jackson High School in Maslin is Stark Summit League Baseball in the 18U level. Highland Hawks, their summer league high school team, taking on the Akron A's here for this evening. Akron A's 3-4, Highland with a record of 1-1. Highland, the visitors, they'll be at the plate first. Leading things off for them will be, for the Hawks, will be Isaiah Wagler, followed by Logan Yoder, Mike Miller, Andre Yoder, Paxton Alarcon, Ben Hostother, Hunter Miller, Carson Yoder, Jacoby Miller, Mason Clark, and Christian Mullett rounds out the Highland lineup. And on the other end for the Akron A's defensively, at first base, Ty Carlson, the second baseman, Oliver Chaffman, at shortstop, Isaac Bauer, while at third, that is John Umberger, and in the left field is Luke Badalich, while in the center fielder is Xander Rovey, and in right field, that's Gannon Frazee, and also on the mound in pitching, that is going to be, for the Akron A's, Blake Goss. Here's the wind, the first pitch of the game. It's going to be a bouncer toward first base. Going to be back in a grab. Long throw to first base. Going to be not in time. And an infield single on the sharp hit down the line by Isaiah Wagler to get things started. Not much you could do as far as third baseman John Umberger is concerned. Made a nice backhanded grab. Made the throw, but just not able to beat the speedy Isaiah Wagler if they hit down the third base line. So Wagler gets things started. Of course, Wagler, good start to Saturday's contest. Here's Logan Yoder at the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. Catcher doesn't catch it. It bounces away down the first base line. That's going to be a pass ball, and that will allow Wagler to advance over to second base on that play. A strike in there, just wasn't able to squeeze it. And now they're awarding him first base, it looks like, in Logan Yoder. So I'm not sure what happened there at all. So runners at first and second, and there's nobody out. Catcher's interference, I suppose. Here's Mike Miller. Here's the pitch. Hits the dirt, knocked down that time by the catcher, Nathan Phillips. And it goes to 1-0. So ready, runners at first and second, nobody out for Highland, top of the first inning. The pitch. Down low, that'll be ball two, 2-0 count. Mentioned Isaiah Wagler went 2-for-4 at the plate on Saturday in the doubleheader games and had two RBIs. Got the inning started with an infield single. That pitch going to be down low for a ball, a 3-0 count. Logan Yoder didn't play on Saturday, but of course he had an outstanding season at the varsity level, batting .341 with one home run and 22 RBIs, and got on by that catcher's interference. 3-0 count to Mike Miller right now, the pitch. That'll be inside, ball four. That'll walk Mike Miller on four pitches. Now he had bases loaded. Mike Miller on Saturday went 1-for-2 with four runs scored. Of course, he walked five times, and it walks again right there. So he's been a walk machine so far. Here's Andre Yoder, the pitch. And down low and away for ball one. And Andre, he was a machine at the plate on Saturday. Batting for the right side, wearing number 22 and the first baseman. Andre Yoder, four hits in six at-bats, two runs scored, eight RBIs in his two games on Saturday against Ravenna Blue Wave. The pitch down low, taking there, ball two, 2-0 count. And right now, Blake Goss trying to find that strike zone. Blake Goss on the mound, the right-handed pitcher, Here's the pitch. That's a cold strike at the knees. Goes to 2-1. Gaz throwing 4 1/3 innings on the summer entering this game, allowing 5 runs, 4 earned, 4 hits allowed, striking out 2, walking 5, and hitting the batter. 6.46 ERA. The pitch going to be high inside. Hits Andre Gutter square in the back, and he'll take his base, and that'll score a run. So after a walk, then a hit batsman, that'll be an RBI for Andre Gutter. Highland now has a 1-0 lead, and still nobody out, and still bases loaded. So Wagner will score. Logan Yoder goes to third base, Mike Miller to second. Andre Yoder's at first base. Bases loaded, nobody out, 1-0 Highland, top of the first inning. Here's Paxton Alarcon. That's for the right side, wearing number 11, and he's the catcher. Bammer the wind and the pitch. Going to be just a bit high, and it's ball one. Alarcon, 0 for 4 at the plate on Saturday with an RBI. The pitch. Down low, that's going to be ball two. 2-0 count now to Alarcon. Good start so far for the Hawks. 1-0 Highland, top of the first inning from Jackson High School in Maslin. Gaz rocks and fires the pitch. Down low and away for ball, rolls to the backstop. Catcher chases after it, but staying at third base, Logan Yoder. It's now a 3-0 count. At this point, Gaz trying to find that strike zone. Maybe no sense taking a chance to get thrown out of home plate. Take that free base pass if you can get it and get the run home that way. 3-0 count right now to Alarcon. Working for the windup. Here's the pitch. Outside ball four indeed. So he does get the walk on four pitches. And indeed, Logan Yoder will walk into home plate for the second run of the game. So walk-in RBI for Alarcon. Timeout call. We'll take a quick timeout. Back to you after this on WKOM.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
In discussion over, again, bases are loaded, nobody out. Highland has scored 2 runs already. Here's Ben Host of the Rath to play. The wind and the pitch. Fastball going to be outside, ball one. Host other bats from the right side, wearing number 7 and the second baseman. Host other, 0 for 6 at the plate on Saturday. The winding of the pitch. That'll be down low, ball two, 2-0 count. Did walk one time in that doubleheader Saturday. Alarcon's at first, Yoder at second, and Mike Miller at third. The pitch, fastball in there for a strike. Goes to 2 balls and 1 strike now to Ben Hosteller. Stark Summit League baseball from Jackson. Gaz down the pitch. Swung on, be fouled back. He gives it up with 2 balls and 2 strikes. Highland with their black jerseys, red sleeves, and white numerals and white pants. And red stripes for the Akron A's, sporting the Oakland A's type jerseys, as they had the green jersey with the white numerals. The pitch going to be on the turf. Nice stop by the catcher, Nathan Phillips. But it'll be ball three, full count now. White numerals in the gold trim. Got the big A's there on the jersey, like you see with the Oakland A's, and the white pants as well. Here's the payoff. It's going to be a high bouncer towards second base. Glove over to second for the force out. For one out, throw to first base, going to be not in time. A run does score out of that, as it'll be Mike Miller to score from third base. Highland up 3-0. That'll be a 6-4 fielder's choice hit into by Hosteller. And an RBI as well. Andre Yoder gets over to third base in the play. Alarcon's forced down to second base. That pitch going to be in there, as it will allow Ben Hosteller to advance over to second base on that throw for the stolen base. And runners down second and third, one away, 3-0 Highland. Here's the pitch. So on the fly ball, deep right field, is going to be a foul ball. Yeah. Slow reaction there in right field by Frazee, but it was foul. But it hit hard that time by Hunter Miller. He was at the plate. Bats from the left side. Miller did not play on Saturday, so he'll get his first at-bats of the summer. Here's the pitch. It's going to be rocking it down the right field line. It's going to be a fair ball down the line, I do believe, yes. Scoring is going to be Andre Yoder behind him, and scoring is Ben Hostetler as well. Over to third base, that's Hunter Miller. He'll be held at third for the 2-RBI triple. Boy, hammered it foul, and he straightened it out just a little bit the next pitch, and he got that one right down the right field line. And Hunter Miller coming through, the left-handed batter with the 2-RBI triple. Highland now has a 5-0 lead. Here's Carson Yoder at the plate, the pitch. A bit high for a ball. Bats for the right side and the right fielder. Did not play on Saturday. Here's the pitch. In their first strike. One ball, one strike to Carson Yoder. Carson this past spring for the JV team batting 365, the pitch. That's high for a ball. They had one homer, 15 RBIs. Two-one count, and the pitch. So I'm going to be fouled over the first base side dugout and out of play. Evens the count up at two balls and two strikes. Hunter Miller this past spring. Here's the pitch. Yeah, called strike three on the outside corner. Good curveball by Gauz. That's the second out of the inning. Two down. 5-0 Highland. At the plate going to be Jacoby Miller, who bats from the right side wearing number 21, the extra hitter. Jacoby went 1-for-6 at the plate on Saturday with a run scored and 2 RBIs. Here's the pitch. Down low and away in the curveball. It's going to be ball one. 5 runs top of the first inning for Highland. And the pitch. It's going to be a bouncer toward short. He'll be scooped up. The throw to first base is going to be in time for the out. And a play by Bauer. That'll be the third out of the inning. Highland, though, scores 3 times in the top of the first. They have a 3-0 lead. And tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. Once again, tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. Highland scoring 5 runs in the top of the first, so they'll be in the field now. The home team, the Akron A's, will be at the plate, and leading things off for them will be Xander Roby, followed by Blake Gauz, Nathan Phillips, Luke Badalich, followed by Tyson Carlson, Isaac Bauer, Oliver Chapman, Gannon Frazee, John Umberger, and then Jaden Zimmerman will round out the order. And for Highland, in the field at first base, that's Andre Yoder. At second, that's Ben Hostetler. The shortstop, Isaiah Wagler. At third, that's Logan Yoder. In left field, Hunter Miller. The center fielder, that is Mike Miller. And in right field, that's Carson Yoder. The catcher is Paxton Alarcon. And on the mound of pitching is going to be left-hander Christian Mola. The pitch, fastball. That'll be just off the mark for ball one. Xander Roby bats for the right side, wearing number 2 and the starting center fielder. The wind, the pitch by Mullen. Down low, hits the turf for ball 2. 2-0 count. 5-0 Highland, bottom of the first inning from Jackson. Back way alongside with you, Phoenix Price back at the studio. And the pitch. Fastball in the inside corner for a strike. Goes to 2-1 the count. Now to Xander Roby. Bullet. Roxon fires the pitch. Outside, going to be a ball. Makes it a 3-1 count. Mullet on the spring for the JV team. Went 10 and a third on the mound. Allowed 8 runs, 2 earned. 7 hits allowed. Here's the pitch. Down low, going to be ball 4. That'll walk Roby. So leadoff batter aboard for the Akron A's. Blake Gause at the plate. Bats from the right side wearing number 10. He's the pitcher. Mullet allowing 7 hits, striking out 10, walking 8. A 1.35 earned run average on the spring. Roby leads off at first. Mullet now with the pitch. That's high for a ball. Of course, there's some walks early on. Thrown by the A's that kind of got some guys on the pond. And Highland, he would come through with some key hits as well. The pitch going to be in there for a strike. The runner going through to second base is going to be high and in the center field. It was backed up, though, by the Hawks center fielder, Mike Miller. And it'll keep Roby at bay at second base. But he will get the stolen base. 1-1 count to Gause, but now Roby in the scoring position with nobody out. Roby came in batting .455 of the summer with 2 RBIs. The pitch outside for a ball, 2-1 count. Mentioned Blake Gause at the plate batting .333 on the summer and 3 runs batted in. Mullet now the pitch. Swamby popped up first base side foul territory, looking for and making the grab. That'll be Highland first baseman Andre Yoder. That is the first out of the inning. One out, runner at second base, 5-0 Highland, bottom of the first inning. Now for the Akron A's, Nathan Phillips is at the plate, batting for the right side, wearing number 6. He's the catcher. Mullet with the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. And now an 0-1 count to Phillips. A cool 92 degrees here this evening. Of course, we see that in jest, plenty hot. Got the heat wave coming through. The pitch can be swung on. Be popped up the shallow center field. Underneath, looking for it and making the grab. That'll be Mike Miller. Can of corn there. That's the second out of the inning. Boy, summer hit and officially boom. It's like we're in the 90s every day. I guess it is that part of the summer, though, into mid to late June. I guess late June now, right? Two down, runner at second base. Here's Luke Badalich batting from the right side, wearing number 5, the left fielder. Here's the pitch. Fastball side for ball runner going through to third base. Going to be in the left field. It was backed up, though. Good job on the backup. Out and left by Hunter Miller. The stolen base by Roby being aggressive over there on the base pass. He's got a couple of stolen bases to get him the third. But I could have got him home if it wasn't for the backup in left field, the pitch. So I'm going to be fouled away by Luke Badalich. One ball, one strike to him. He's batting .200 on the summer with 2 runs batted in. Mullet now with the pitch. So I'm going to be fouled back. Goes to 1-2 to Badalich. As I mentioned with the heat, as Casey Cowan talked about it, got to keep the fluids going throughout that game. Make sure you got the ice water, Gatorade, whatever you're using. Make sure it's got something cool in there to keep guys hydrated throughout the course of the contest. Here's the pitch. Ospice will going to be a chop foul to the third base side dugout, and the count stays at 1-2. That's probably of number one importance here for the game. As Bolt steers in. From the stretch, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew the fastball by him. Strike 3. His first strikeout, and for the A's, no runs scored on the bottom of the first through one. Highland 5, Akron A's nothing. This is Stark Summit League Baseball on WKLM.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
And top of the second, 5-0 Highland at the plate for the Hawks. That'll be the 10-11-1 batters. Of course, in the summer league, you can bat more than nine guys. A lot of teams go with the extra hitters. That pitch one will be a bouncer foul down the third base side. Good opportunity during the summer, of course, to get guys some action. And make sure you get everybody an opportunity to get some swings. And obviously, if you're Highland, you know everybody in that lineup's going to be able to swing the bat. Mason Clark leads things off, followed by Christian Mullett, then the top of the order. The pitch, speed down low. It's going to be ball one. Clark batting from the right side, wearing number 18 in the extra hitter. Clark on Saturday in the doubleheader went 1-for-4 at the plate. The pitch. It's going to be a bouncer down the third base side. It actually bounces near the mound. Love throwing the first base in time on the throw by pitcher Blake Goss for one away. Bounced off that turf, and instead of bouncing down that third base side, it kind of allowed Goss to get to it before it went there and able to make that play defensively, helping himself, one out, and nobody aboard for Christian Mullett. Here's the pitch. That'll be in there for a strike. Mullett, left-handed batter, of course, the left-handed pitcher as well. And the second offering. Swung on to be foul back, and that'll be out of play. Quickly and out, 0-2 count to Christian Mullett. Batted 591 for the JV team this past spring with 25 RBIs. So, not just a pitcher, he can swing that bat as well. Goss steers in, here's the pitch. Down low hits the turf for a ball. 1-2 the count, the Goss looking much more sharp here in inning number two. And the wind, the pitch. Little sidearm throw that time. He flings it off the turf. And that'll be ball two. Two balls and two strikes. 5-0 Hawks in the second inning. Guys, now the pitch. That'll be a bit low. Ball three. Now to a full count to Christian Mullett. Highland will turn around and play on Wednesday at Ravenna Blue Wave. They'll play them. The pitch can be inside. Hits the turf. Ball four. And that will walk Christian Mullett after Goss was ahead into the count. Ends up losing him. That'll be the third walk he has thrown. He also has hit a batter so far in this one. But now a runner on at first base. One out now to the top of the order. Isaiah Wagler had an infield single and scored in that first inning. Here's the pitch. Outside ball one. Behind a little play at Ravenna Blue Wave at Ravenna High School on Wednesday. Thursday, A little longer drive on Thursday. Here's the pitch. It's going to be found off the end of the bat. Good cut by Wagler. A little out in front, though, on the swing. Goes to one ball, one strike. And we'll play at Boys of Summer. That's at Theodore Roosevelt High School in Kent on Thursday. And then a doubleheader at Lehman Field Saturday evening again. They'll take on the Stark Eagles at 5 o'clock. The pitch. Outside, going to be a ball. 2-1 the count. We'll definitely have that doubleheader for you on Saturday. Guys from the stretch, the pitch. Runner going down low. Third to second base, going to be not in time. And slide it in safely for the stolen base. That'll be Christian Mullen. So runner in the scoring position, one away for Highland, up 5-0. 3-1 count. Now the pitch. That'll be in there for a strike. And a full count. Down low, hits the turf. That'll be ball four. So he'll take his base fourth walk through the game by Goss. And now runners at first and second, one away. Logan Yoder's at the plate. Got on by catcher's interference and scored a run in that first inning. The pitch. Check swing and went too far. That'll be strike one. The pitch. Outside. That'll be a ball. One ball and one strike. Of course, Wednesday we'll have the West Holmes 12U Little League Championship from Howard. That'll be game time 6 p.m. airtime 5:30 for that. Swing and a miss. That'll be strike two, 1-2 the count. And then it's a double elimination tournament. If they do need for have a second game, that would be Thursday night. Here's the pitch. Hello, hits the turf, rolls to the backstop. That'll be a wild pitch. And that will allow the runners to advance over to second and third. 2-2 count to Yoder. Christian Mullitz at third and Isaiah Wagler's at second base. If we would not need that Little League Championship game Thursday, instead we'd have the Highland Summer game Thursday night instead. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Out in front on that swing and the big cut for strike three. Second out of the inning. Second strikeout throw of the game by Blake Goss. Two runners in scoring position for Highland, but two away. Here's Mike Miller, who walked and scored in the first inning. Goss the pitch. That'll be in there for a strike, 0-1 count. Miller has proved the plate discipline he has in the first few games of the summer. Where he's walked quite a bit. He's not going to chase after those bad pitches. Got a strike that time from Goss, though, the pitch. It's going to be a fly ball. Fairly deep center field going after it, looking for it, and making the grab is the center fielder, Zach Roby, for the third out. That'll do it for the inning. Highland threatens, but does not score in the top of the second through 1.5. Highland 5 and the Akron A's nothing. This is High School Summer Baseball on WKLM.
The July 4th celebration event is on at Millersburg Electric. Now through July 16th, save big on all your favorite appliance brands. General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and Cafe. Hi, this is Carrie Taylor, and customers often ask, when's the best time to buy appliances? And our answer, the July 4th sales event equals Black November. That means it's one of the best times of the year to upgrade or outfit your new home or remodeling project. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2026. So visit us today or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Celebrating 80 years of business.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Stop in to Rody's IGA for great specials all week long. Whether it's in their deli, meat, or produce departments, you'll find what you need with an outstanding selection and hometown service. For a fresh arrangement of flowers, check out the Posey Path Floral Shop. Then before you head out, sign up for a Rody's Rewards Card and get additional savings while you shop. That's Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Home half of the second inning, 5-0 lead for Highland. At the plate for the Akron A's, the 5, 6, and 7 batters in their lineup. Ty Carlson, followed by Isaac Bauer, then Oliver Chaffman. The line, the pitch by Christian Mullen. The fastball goes high for ball one. Ty Carlson bats from the right side of the plate, wearing number 10. He's the first baseman, batting 176 with two runs batted in so far on the summer. Here's the line, the pitch. Fastball pumped in there for a strike. It goes to one ball and one strike to Carlson. 5-0 Hawks. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two on the low fastball. 1-2 the count. Bullet looking locked in and inning number two. The line in the pitch. Fastball going to be just a bit outside. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. For the Akron A's, they'll be playing again Thursday at home against the Stark Eagles. Here's the pitch. That hangs up there for a ball. Now a full count to Carlson. Bullet now, the payoff pitch. So it's going to be lined towards center field. Going to be a base hit. To the right center field gap. It'll be cut off, though, by Mike Miller. He'll fire to second base. Good job by Miller to get to that ball and hold that to a single. But Carlson went after that low fastball, and he sent that to the right center field area. So good piece of hitting that time by Carlson. Leadoff batter aboard for a second consecutive inning for the Akron A's. Here's Isaac Bauer. Bats for the left side, wearing number 12 and the shortstop. Lefty against lefty. And Mullen now with the pitch. Swing and a miss. On the changeup, had him way out in front. 0-1 count to Bauer. Mullen now with the pitch. Fastball. It'll be a bit outside. Ball one. One ball and one strike. Bauer batting 313 on the summer. Has six runs batted in. Mullen with the pitch. Now low and away for a ball. 2-1 count. Pretty clear as a pitcher, you're going to have to earn your strikes this evening. A little smaller strike zone than tonight. And that's just one of those things where you have to adjust to sometimes as a pitcher. Mullet, here is the pitch. And that'll be down low for a ball. 3-1 count out of Isaac Bauer. Runner first base with the single by Ty Carlson. Now a 3-1 count to Bauer. And the pitch. It's going to be a high chopper towards second and be bouncing in the right field for a base hit. Carlson the second, Brandon the second going toward third. He might be in trouble, though, now as he rolled too far. And the tag applied, going to be, is it inside? No. Instead of throwing the ball, kind of held on to it, trying to tag him and didn't get to him in time on the slide, says the home plate umpire. So that'll be a huge break for the Akron A's. Yes, Carlson, he rolled too far, didn't realize the Highland would get to that ball as quickly as they did. It looked like he was going to be a dead duck out there. But instead, he'll get there. And Bauer gets the single, advances the second on that play at third. So now runners at second and third, nobody out. Here's Oliver Chaffman. The wind and the pitch by Mullet. Fastball swing and a miss for strike one. Chaffman bats from the right side wearing number 42. He's the second baseman. Batting 308 on the summer, two RBIs. The pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Mullet going back to the windup with runners at second and third. Here's the line of the pitch. That's high. Make it ball two. Now a 2-1 count to Chaffman. Bauer at second. Carlson's at third base. Nobody out. 5-0 Highland. A's trying to cut into that deficit here. The pitch. It'd be just a bit high. Ball three. 3-1 count to Chaffman. Line the pitch. That's going to be in there for a strike. And Mullet will take that. Full count now to Oliver Chapman. Here's the wind and the payoff pitch. That's high. Ball four, and that'll walk him, so bases are loaded. Second walk through of the game by Christian Mullett. Nobody out. A's an opportunity here to get back in this ballgame in the second inning. Here's Gannon Frazee. Bats for the right side, wearing number 24. He's the right fielder. Now the pitch. Fastball going to be in there for a strike. It's now an 0-1 count. Frazee, 0-7 at the plate so far in the summer. The pitch. Fastball pumped in there for a strike. Gives the new balls and two strikes now to Frazee. Mullett would love to have a strikeout here. Here's the wind, the pitch. High and called strike three. He rung him out. Oh, my. Okay, so that'll be the second strikeout of the game. And a big out there on the strikeout if you're Highland. So one down, bases remain loaded. Here's John Umberger. Bats from the right side wearing number 7. He's the third baseman. And the pitch. Going to be a bit low inside, ball one. Umberger 0-7 at the plate on the summer. Now the pitch. That's going to be just a bit high for a ball, apparently. 2-0 count now to Umberger. Bases loaded, one away. 5-0 Hawks. Bullet trying to work his way out of this jam. Now the pitch. Just a bit low for a ball. Now make it a 3-0 count. Well, really with this working out for him now is the wind in the pitch here. And that's going to be in there for a strike. Three balls and a strike now to Umberger. The wind, the pitch. That's high, ball four. That'll walk in a run. So walk in with bases loaded and RBI for Umberger. And Akron A's are for the first time. Carlson will score from third base. Bauer goes to third. To second is Chapman. Umberger's at first. Just one out in the inning. 5-1 Highland. That'll cause a little meeting to the mound here between Casey Hammond and Paxton Allerton and his pitcher. And Christian Moa trying to settle him down. Again, one out in the inning, but bases are still loaded. And number 10 batter in the Akron A's lineup will be at the plate. That's Jaden Zimmerman, who bats from the right side wearing number 22. He's an extra hitter. Zimmerman, 0-1 at the plate on the summer for him. Highland scored 5 runs in the first, but the A's have been able to come back here in the second and able to get guys on base and score a run. So now 5-1 ball game. And now we'll see what Zimmerman can do facing Christian Mullett after that meeting. Mullett from the stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss on the fastball, strike one. Mullett now the throw. Swing and a miss on the fastball there for strike two. New balls and two strikes. Part of the discussion might be just, hey, maybe just try pitching from the stretch. He's trying to go for the windup there before. Here is the 0-2. It's going to be a bouncer towards second. Big love over to the second for the force. Over to the first base. Going to be in time for the end. The ending 4-6-3. Double play turn by Hostetler of the Wagner to Yoder. And that'll finish up this bottom half of the second. The A's do score one time, though. Now through to Highland 5 and Akron A's 1. This is Stark Summer League Baseball on WKLM.
At Pomeroy Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomeroy brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeroy provider nearby. Visit PomeroyHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeroy Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Entering the top half of the third inning. And right now it's a 5-1 lead for Highland at the plate for the Hawks. They'll be the 4, 5, and 6 batters. That's Andre Yoder, followed by Paxton Alarcon, and then Ben Hostetler. Highland through 2 innings, 5 runs on 2 hits. They've left 3 runners on base. Blake Oz has struck out 2, walking 4, hitting 1 batter. 52 pitches through the first 2 innings. Threw 30 pitches in the first, 22 in the second inning. Highland, of course, had runners at second and third, but not able to knock anybody home in that last inning. Here's Andre Yoder, who was hit by a pitch with base loaded in his first at-bat and scored a run himself. The pitch will be driven to left field. That's going to be caught by the left fielder. Now they're going to be able to make that grab as Luke Badalich for out number one, and Yoder was robbed that time. Even his outs looking good on that swing, as he swung the bat extremely well early part of the summer. But Badalich kind of stuck his glove down there at the last second. He was able to just underneath that ball to corral it for the first down. Here's Paxton Alarcon, the pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. Alarcon walked with base loaded and got an RBI out of that in the first inning. And the pitch down low and away for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Top of the third, 5-1 Highland. High school summer baseball from Jackson High School in Maslin. And the pitch. Swing and a miss and a curveball. Good pitch that time. Strike 2. 1-2. The count to Alarcon. Hawks a big first inning. Then Goss was able to work through some trouble the last inning. Trying to keep his team in this game. Here's the pitch. Down low. Bounces to the backstop. And that'll be ball 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And a reminder, we'll have the West Holmes 12U Little League Championship. West Holmes and Danville teams combined in that league. Also some Lionelville teams, but you know the teams that are left. Got 3 West Holmes teams and 1 Danville team in the mix of that. Here's the wind of the pitch. Going to be called strike 3 on the outside corner. There's now 2 away. Third strikeout thrown by Goss in the game. 2 down, nobody aboard for Highland in the third. Here's Ben Hostetler, who hit into a fielder's choice and got an RBI out of that to knock it a run and scored himself in that first inning. So we know there'll be a West Holmes team in that Little League Championship game for sure on Wednesday. And it'll be at Howard, airtime 5:30 for that game time, 6 p.m. Here's the pitch. So I'll be a bouncer toward third. And it'll be in the left field, a base hit. Umberger trying to grab that off the bounce. Unable to do it, and it'll be a single for Ben Hostetler. So base runner is aboard for Highland. Third hit of the day for Highland. Runner on, 2 outs. Here's Hunter Miller at the plate. 2 RBI triple by him in that first inning. Hostetler, good speed over at first base. And the pitch. It's going to be driven to right field. Going to be a gapper. Rolls to the fence. Around second base. Swing for third. That's Hostetler. Hostetler. Rounding third base, and he's going to be waved home, and he'll be in there on the throw, going to be sliding safely. And the Hawks will get a run in there, as being aggressive on this base pass pays off. RBI double for Hunter Miller. Boy, he's run the bat well today. A triple and a double, 3 RBIs. Highland now takes a 6-1 lead. Here's Carson Yoder at the plate, who struck out looking at his first at-bat. 2 outs, runner at second base. Highland, a little 2-out rally here in the third. They're up 6-1. The pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. Goes to 0-1. Goss, down the pitch. just a bit inside for a ball. Evens it up one ball and one strike. A line out and a strikeout to start off the inning, but then a single and an RBI double since then. The pitch. Down low, good take, going to be ball two. And now a 2-1 count to Carson Yoder. Clear skies and sunny. Obviously, plenty hot, but other than that, good evening for baseball. Here's the pitch. A bit inside, going to be ball three, 3-1 count. Yoder thought that was ball four, so he'll have to go back up to the batter's box.
Attention students and parents near the Garraway and Highland Districts. Ready to kickstart a future in business? Be a part of the Buckeye Business Academy Open House, August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holmes Center for the Arts in Berlin. Discover how students gain valuable office and computer skills, accounting knowledge, and industry-recognized credentials that employers want. Whether you're planning for college or the workforce, your business journey starts here. Don't miss it. August 2nd at the Holmes Center for the Arts. Learn more at the Buckeye Business Academy Open House.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Dreaming of a perfect affordable home? Discover family-owned Hartford Homes. Hartford Homes, with over 50 years combined experience in the construction industry, offers turnkey homes including all land improvements, resulting in a stress-free custom home built for you. Our commitment to quality, community, and sustainability sets us apart. Visit HartfordHomesOhio.com today to schedule your visit. Tour inside two different model homes or browse our 22 online models. Discover Hartford Homes in Jeromesville and start your journey to a dream home.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobren from Hobren's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Apologize for the technical difficulties right there as Highland will come through in a big way there in that inning. As for the Hawks, after the first two guys were retired, it would be a single by Ben Hostetler. That would be followed up by an RBI double by Hunter Miller. Highland would take a 6-1 lead. Then a single by Carson Yoder after that, followed by a 2-RBI double by Jacoby Miller. Highland at that point would take an 8-1 advantage. And then coming through after that, an RBI single by Mason Clark. And Highland, after the pop out the short by Christian Mullet to end the inning, would take a 9-1 lead. So four runs for Highland.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
You bend them, we mend them at Finish Line Auto Body.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Rolling.
And back with you here. It's an 0-2 count to Nathan Phillips. Two down. A fly off the center field by Zena Roby, followed by a ground out the first by Blake Goss. Nobody on board here for the Akron A's in the bottom half of the third inning. 9-1 Highland. 0-2 count to Nathan Phillips. Down the pitch. So it'll be a bouncer toward third. It'll be scooped up by Yoder. Throws the first base. High throw, but a nice stretch by the tall first baseman Andre Yoder for the third out. 5-3 on the putout, and it goes 1-2-3 for the A's in the bottom of the third inning. Through three innings, Highland 9, the Akron A's 1. This is Stark Summit League Baseball on WKOM.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
The July 4th celebration event is on at Millersburg Electric. Now through July 16th, save big on all your favorite appliance brands. General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and Cafe. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and customers often ask, when's the best time to buy appliances? And our answer, the July 4th sales event equals Black November. That means it's one of the best times of the year to upgrade or outfit your new home or remodeling project. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2026. So visit us today or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Celebrating 80 years of business.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
And top of the fourth inning, 9-1 lead for Highland in the Stark Summer League play from Jackson High School in Massillon. And for the Hawks so far through three innings, they've scored 9 runs on 7 hits, and they've left 4 runners on base. And it'll be a new pitcher on the mound for the Akron A's. That'll be right-hander Xander Roby getting his warm-up tosses in. Blake Goss was the starting pitcher with the first three innings, allowed 9 runs, all 9 earned, and 7 hits allowed, struck out 3, walked 4, and hit a batter, throwing 70 pitches in those three innings. So now it'll be Roby to take over in the fourth. Xander Roby has thrown just an inning in the third so far on the summer. 1-0 record, 1 save, allowing no runs, 1 hit, striking out 3, walking nobody. And he'll get some work in against Highland here for the seeding. 9-1 Hawks for the top of the fourth inning. McRae alongside with you, and Phoenix Price back at the studio. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Hot and humid evening from Massillon, no doubt about it, but clear skies and sunny. So we're kind of to that part of the summer where you expect it to be hot, and you have to be hydrated with your, whether you're a fan or a baseball player or a radio guy. And again, it'll be Highland trying to keep their bats hot as well, as they've been hitting the ball well with the 7 hits. They had 5 of those hits in 4 runs the last inning. And they'll start things off with the 4, 5, and 6 batters. Andre Yoder followed by Paxton Alarcon and Ben Hostetter. Andre Yoder, he's 1-for-1 at the 0-for-1 right out of the plate, with has been hit by a pitch and an RBI and has a run scored. Also hit a hard hit ball to left fielder, was caught by the left fielder in the third inning. Should say, excuse me, Isaiah Wagner will lead things off. Epstein Swan, be a fly ball, fairly deep right field. Down the lineup, bounce out near the warning track. Wagner digging for second. Wagner looking for 3 now. He'll come through to third base. He'll be there standing up. Isaiah Wagner with the leadoff triple. He comes through to start things off. Wagner, a single in his first at-bat, walked in his second at-bat, and comes through with a triple, his second hit of the day in the fourth inning. So a good way to get things started if you're Highland, keeping the hot bats going. That is their 8th hit of the game, and now Logan Yoder will be at the plate. Here's the pitch. Fastball going to be in there for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. Yoder got on by a catcher's interference and scored a run in the first. Struck out in the second inning. Here's the pitch. So going to be fouled back. Goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Top of the fourth, 9-1 Highland. Xander Roby stares in. Here's the pitch. Going to be just a bit inside. Didn't miss by much, but ball one. Roby now with the pitch. That's just a bit high for a ball. Evens it up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Highland 1-1 on the summer. The Akron A's 3-4. Here's the pitch. That's high. Goes to the backstop. Got that brick, though, behind home plate. That bounces right back to the catcher in Nathan Phillips. So Wagner wisely staying to third base. It's now a full count. Roby now the pitch. Going to be a cold strike 3 on the outside corner on the payoff pitch. He got the strikeout. There's now one away. One out runner at third base. Here's Mike Miller. 0-for-1 with a fly out the center, a walk, and a run scored. Righty against lefty, and here's the pitch. That's going to be high for a ball, 1-0 count. That last of that was a well-hit ball by Mike Miller that Roby was in center field at the time, made a nice running grab. And now Roby's on the mound. And the pitch. Sails high for a ball, 2-0 count. Hawks looking to add on some more with one out, runner at third base, up 9-1. And the pitch. That's a bit high. Ball three, 3-0 count. And the pitch. High ball four. Walks Mike Miller on four pitches. And, boy, he's been a walk machine, as I mentioned. Two more walks for him today. And this are pitches you're not going to swing at. So, I mean, it's not like he's looking for walks just right now. Not chasing after bad pitches and doing a good job getting on base. And he gets on base again. Here's Andre Yoder. Miller takes off. In there for a strike, but easy stolen base for Mike Miller. New throw made. And runners quickly at second and third. Andre Yoder, as I mentioned, he's had the hot bat. Here's the pitch. Going to be in there for a cold strike at the knees. 0-2 count. Roby now the pitch. Just a bit high. Ball one, one ball, two strikes now. Mike Miller at second. Isaiah Wagler's at third. Good speed on the bases. And there's one away. Roby the pitch. That's way high to the backstop. Runner going. Wagler toward home. He'll slide in. Close play. He'll slide in safely on that tag applied by the pitcher covering Xander Roby. Good attempt there for the A's, but Wagler gets in there. And that'll be the 10th run of the game for Highland on the wild pitch. 10-1 Highland. Mike Miller, of course, gets the third base on that play. And a 2-2 count to Andre Yoder. So Yoder still an RBI opportunity here. And the pitch. High outside. Ball three. Now a 3-2 count. 0-2 count to start things off. The Yoder now has worked it to a full count. And the payoff. That's high. Ball four. That'll walk him. And Yoder will take his base. Second walk thrown in the inning by Xander Roby. Runners at the corners. One out. 10-1 Highland. Paxton Alarcon's at the plate. He's walked one time. He struck out one time. Nobody covering first base. So going to be pretty much an automatic steal here. That pitch can be in the dirt. Bounces to the backstop. Ricochets back toward home. But he's scoring anyway. Standing up is Mike Miller. Bounced off that brick. Throw to third base. Going to be in time for the out because Yoder kind of overslid the third base back. But a good throw to third base by Phillips to get that out. But the run does score before that. Mike Miller on that wild pitch. Now 11-1 Highland. And at the plate, I mentioned Alarcon. There's two down now. Bases are clear. Highland has scored a couple more runs. Here's the pitch. That's a bit high for a ball. 2-0 count. Two more runs have scored in the fourth for Highland, up 11-1. And the pitch. Fastball inside. Ball three. 3-0 count. Roby now the pitch. Sails high. That's going to be ball four on four pitches. And Alarcon will take his base. So now the third walk thrown. That's three consecutive walks thrown by Roby. Runner at first base. Two down. Ben Hostetler at the plate. He's reached base twice, got an RBI, and also a single, and he scored two times. Here's the pitch. High on the fastball, ball one. Of course, Highland got all the runs with two outs in the last inning. The 1-0. It's going to be a bouncer toward short. Be scooped up by Bauer, steps on the second base bag for out number three. Highland does score two more runs, though, in the top of the fourth through 3.5. Highland 11, and the Akron A's 1. This is Stark Summer League Baseball on WKOM.
Stop in to Roadie's IGA for great specials all week long. Whether it's in their deli, meat, or produce departments, you'll find what you need with an outstanding selection and hometown service. For a fresh arrangement of flowers, check out the Posey Path Floral Shop. Then before you head out, sign up for a Roadie's Rewards Card and get additional savings while you shop. That's Roadie's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Pomeroy Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomeroy brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeroy provider nearby. Visit PomeroyHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeroy Hospital, caring for our community's health.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Entering the bottom of the fourth inning, Highland has an 11-1 lead over the Akron A's. New pitcher on the mound for Highland, getting his warm up tosses, is the tall righty. That's Jacoby Miller, replacing Christian Mullet, the left-hander. And Mullet kind of going through the numbers for him. Mullet went three innings, allowing one run. That was earned. Two hits allowed, struck out two, walked three on 52 pitches. So doing a solid job, and now Jacoby Miller will get some work in. Jacoby Miller, two innings thrown there in the spring and struck out a pair and walked a batter. The pitch. So on the line toward left field, going to be a base hit. It's past the left fielder Miller out and left. Over to second base. That's going to be Baldrige. Now he's going for three. And the third base going to be hitting the turf and won't be able to get him. The ball's there in time. So he decided to be aggressive and looked like he was going to be out all the way, but then hit the turf, and then he's able to slide in safely. So call that a single, and then the error allowed him to get the extra bases. But Baldrige all the way over to third base to start things off in inning number four. Here's the Ryan, the pitch by Jacoby Miller. So going to be a bouncer. Tore short. Cut off by Logan Yoto. Throws to first base in time for the out. A run to score, though, on that ground out. And Luke Baldrige makes it 11-2 is the score. So Ty Carlson, that ground out in RBI for him, had a single and a run scored in this first at bat. Now 11-2, Highland. Bases are clear, one out. Here's Isaac Bauer, who singled in the second inning. The Y, the pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll be strike one. Why in the 0-1? So I'm going to be a bouncer down the first base side. It's found 0-2 the count. And this is why these summer games are invaluable, because you get a chance to get some guys on the mound that have me be able to get a lot of work in, whether it be the spring or whatever, and chance to get some work in, especially some of these young pitchers. Here's the 0-2. Going to be outside for a ball, 1-2 the count. I think that's the advantage with Highland, kind of keeping their teams together. Yeah, maybe you can play some different competition with travel ball, whatever. Here's the 1-2. Ospeets going to be a bouncer down the first base side. Charged after. He'll be gloved over for the first base. Going to be not in time. Good charge that time by Hostetler. And he had the scoop throw over to first base. Did everything he could, but just could not beat out Isaac Bauer. Good hustle by him. He'll be safe at first base on the infield single. Runner first, one out. Oliver Chaffman is at the plate. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. And it gives you an opportunity to make sure these guys get some work also. Because you don't know for sure where how they're going to fit in when it comes next spring. That pitch is going to be swing and miss, and the pitch to the turf for strike one. Chased after That pitch out of the strike zone. One ball, one strike now to Chapman. Miller the pitch. Down low for a ball. Runner going. No throw made. That'll be a stolen base for Bauer. 2-1 count now to Chapman. ...11-2 Highland, bottom of the fourth inning, the pitch. Throws that off the turf for ball three, 3-1 count. The pitch. In there for a strike. Full count now to Oliver Chapman. Miller trying to battle his way back here. And the payoff. It'd be a cold strike three on the outside corner. His first strikeout there in the second out of the inning. 11-2 Hawks, and at the plate going to be Gannon Frazee, who struck out looking in his first at bat. The pitch. Down low. It's past Alarcon that time. Wild pitch is going to allow Bauer to advance over to third base. 1-0 count to Frazee. Runner taking off, throw to home plate. And they call a balk on him. So they're just going to pull out all stops, figuring, hey, we're down big, why not? Man, he just kind of just took off, did Bauer. And it saw that Miller's throwing for that windup and decided to take off, and he kind of recognized it. You know, throw it to home plate, but then they called him for the balk. So the run will score. That ball off the mark for a ball. 2-0 count. So bases are clear now. 11-3 Highland on that balk and run scored from third base. Here's the pitch. So I'm going to be a fly ball. Meeting deep right center. Looking for and making the catch. That's Carson Yoder for out number three. 2 runs score for the A's, and now through four. Highland 11 and the Akron A's 3. This is Stark Summit League Baseball on WKLM.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry. With solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Attention students and parents near the Garraway in Highland Districts. Ready to kickstart a future in business? Be a part of the Buckeye Business Academy Open House, August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holmes Center for the Arts in Berlin. Discover how students gain valuable office and computer skills, accounting knowledge, and industry-recognized credentials that employers want. Whether you're planning for college or the workforce, your business journey starts here. Don't miss it. August 2nd at the Holmes Center for the Arts. Learn more at the Buckeye Business Academy Open House.
Beachy's Auto, Diesel, and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto, Diesel, and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
And top of the fifth inning, 11-3 lead now for Highland at the plate for the Hawks. Will be the 8, 9, and 10 batters, Hunter Miller followed by Carson Yoder and then Jacoby Miller for Highland. They've scored the 11 runs on 8 hits, and they've gotten left 6 runners on base, I should say. And Blake Goss pitched the first 3 innings, allowed 9 runs, 7 hits, struck out 3, walked 4, hit a batter on 70 pitches, then Zane Ruby came in that last inning and struck out 1, walked 3 on 23 pitches, of course allowing the 2 runs in that 4th inning. So Highland in command up 11-3, top of the 5th. Hunter Miller will start things off. Miller, all he has done is hit a triple, a double, and has four RBI, make it three RBIs to his credit. He scored a run. So Miller's been swinging the bat well, obviously, tonight. Highland, after this game, will turn around and play again on Wednesday at Ravenna Blue Wave, Ravenna High School. Then Thursday at the Boys of Summer. They'll be at the Theodore Roosevelt High School in Kent. And then Saturday night, doubleheader at Lehman Field against the Stark Eagles. We'll have that, those two games for you on WKOM. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, ball one to the hot-hitting Hunter Miller. Facing Xander Roby. And the pitch. It's going to be a bouncer toward third. It'll be gloved. Thrown to first base. Going to be just in time for the out and the throw by Umberger. And there's now one away. And the rocket from third base and kind of a high throw, but good stretch by Carlson to make that grab. And there's one out in the inning. At the plate, Carson Yoder, who's one for two with a strikeout and a run scored. The pitch by Roby. There's a bunt, and they call that a foul ball, I do believe. Laid it down, but hit him coming out of that batter's box. So 0-1 count now to Carson Yoder. Trying to catch him napping. He'll try to likely swing away now. And Roby the pitch. It's going to be a fly ball. Deep center field. That's going to be over the center fielder's head. Rolls near the warning track. Carson Yoder goes to second base. Rounding second. He's going for three. And he'll be the third base. He'll slide in safely. Didn't have to. It'll be a one-out triple. Well, Yoder unable to get that bunt down. Got it down, but it's a foul ball. But comes through on the, and hammers that one on the 0-1 offering. And that was over the center fielder's head for the triple. So another extra base hit for the Hawks. At the plate going to be Jacoby Miller, who's one for two with a two RBI double he hit in the third inning and scored a run. Here's the pitch. Hits the turf, bounces to the backstop. Staying at third base, though, is Carson Yoder. And there is some distance between home plate and the backstop. The problem is that that brick area. Of course, Highland has that at the Lehman Field as well, but it hits hard off that brick and comes right back to the catcher. So you got to be sure. 1-0 count to Jacoby. And the pitch. Going to be a bouncer in the hole, rolls in the left field. Base hit, Jacoby Miller. He'll not get a run. RBI single, Jacoby Miller to left. And Highland back on the board, up 12-3. They'd love to get those two runs back. They gave up in the bottom of the fourth. They get one of them back. Now at the plate going to be Mason Clark. One for two with an RBI. The pitch hit him in the back, I do believe. Or did it get behind him? Apparently it didn't hit him. It goes to the backstop instead. Very close to hitting him. Call that a wild pitch, and that'll get Jacoby Miller over the second base. 1-0 count to Mason Clark. So runner back in the scoring position for the Hawks, up 12-3. Top of the fifth inning. Roby, now the pitch. That'll hit him in the back. Didn't quite get him the last pitch. He made sure he got him that next pitch. Right there in the numbers. Of course, Miller, he was going for three third base, but he'll have to go back to second now because of the hit batsman. First and second, one out. Here's Christian Mullen. A walk and a pop out the short. Here's the pitch. That's going to be high for a ball. 1-0 count. I want to thank the folks here at Jackson High School opening up the press box for me. Of course, the window's wide open. Got the fan going, so I'll take that on an evening like this. Roby, now with the pitch. That's going to be high for a ball. And now a 2-0 count to Christian Mullen. 12-3 Highland in the fifth inning, looking for some more. And there's one out, runners at first and second. And the pitch. Almost hit him. Bounces off the turf into the backstop. That'll be a wild pitch. And the runners will advance to second and third. So Miller to third base and Clark to second. 3-0 count to Christian Mullen. And the pitch. That'll be high. Ball four. That'll walk him on four pitches. A hit batsman, then a walk. Fourth walk through the game by Xander Roby. Bases are loaded. And now to the top of the order. Isaiah Wagner at the plate. Two for two today. He's reached base three times with a single, a walk, and a triple. He's scored two times. The pitch. Fastball right down the pipe for strike one. 0-1 count to Wagner. 12-3 Highland. Opportunity to get some more here in the fifth with bases juiced and one out. The pitch. That's high for a ball. 1-1 count. Mentioned it's been a good June for Highland with the varsity team winning their third consecutive state title, fourth in their school's history, but also the two junior league teams in the Wayne Holmes Summer League both winning the league championship for Highland. Here's the pitch. And the turf bounces to the backstop and went back to the catcher, but Phillips couldn't grab it cleanly, trying to apply that tag. Popped out of his mitt. And a break that time for Highland is he might have had a chance. He would have had a chance to tag out Miller at home plate, but instead he dropped it. And Miller will score on the wild pitch. So another wild pitch, and a run scores 13-3 Highland. Clark goes to third base. To second base is Christian. 2-1 count to Wagner. Here's the pitch. So I'm being popped up. First base side foul territory. That'll be out of play. And now the two balls, two strikes. So back to a 10-run lead for Highland. You've got those two runs back that they gave up in the bottom of the fourth. Runners at second and third, one out. And the pitch. That'll be a bit high. Ball three, full count. Now the Wagner. Roby. Now with the payoff. That's high. Ball four. That'll walk him. Another walk thrown. Fifth walk thrown in the game by Roby. And again, we have bases loaded. Logan Yoder will be at the plate. It'll be pitching time, and we'll be back after this on WKLM.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Dreaming of a perfect affordable home? Discover family-owned Hartford Homes. Hartford Homes, with over 50 years combined experience in the construction industry, offers turnkey homes including all land improvements, resulting in a stress-free custom home built for you. Our commitment to quality, community, and sustainability sets us apart. Visit HartfordHomesOhio.com today to schedule your visit. Tour inside two different model homes or browse our 22 online models. Discover Hartford Homes in Jeromesville and start your journey to a dream home.
New pitcher on the mound for the Akron A's. It'll be right-hander Jaden Zimmerman. He'll replace Xander Roby, who goes the last inning in the third. And he'll give way after throwing one strikeout, walk five, though, and hit a batter. And he'll give way now to Zimmerman on the mound, getting his warm-up tosses in. Highland, meanwhile, does have bases loaded and one out. Up 13-3 and looking for some more. An upper half of their lineup at the plate, Logan Yoder. A pair of strikeouts today, so he's due to get his bat going here. He has scored one time on the day. McRae alongside with you. Phoenix Price back at the studio. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. It starts Summer League High School Summer Baseball from Jackson High School in Massillon. Of course, they have the turf field here at Jackson. Play resumes now with Logan Yoder stepping into the batter's box. Here's the pitch. That'll be in there for a cold strike at the knees. 0-1 count. Zimmerman now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Out in front on that swing. Strike 2, 0-2 count. The pitch here going to be way high for a ball. Goes to one ball and two strikes. The moon comes to a stretch. Now the pitch. Going to be a called strike 3. Calls it at the knees. That'll be the second out of the inning. Bases remain loaded now. At the plate going to be Mike Miller. 0-1 with the fly out the center field. He's walked twice. He scored two times. The pitch. Down low, but it's going to be ball one. Question is, will somebody throw Mike Miller a strike? He hasn't seen a lot of those here these first few games of the summer. Here's the pitch. That's off the mark for a ball. And now a 2-0 count. Zimmerman now the pitch. That's way high. Ball 3. And a 3-0 count. Obviously, the scouting report is to not throw Mike Miller a strike. Again, he's not going to chase after those bad pitches. He's shown that. He steps back in there. And the 3-0 offering. That'll drop in there for a strike. Now a 3-1 count to Mike Miller. Wagner's at first. Mullen at second. And Clark is at third base with two outs. 13-3 Highland. And the 3-1. So it'll be a fly ball toward shallow left field, coming over and making the grab. That'll be Badalich for the third out. So Highland does score two more times in this top of the fifth, and through four and a half, Highland has a 13-3 lead over the Akron A's. It's the Stark Summer League Baseball on WKOM.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
You bend them, we mend them, at finish line on a body.
And home half for the fifth inning, 13-3 Highland, already a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Down low, going to make a ball 2-2-1 count. The 9-10 and 1 batters. John Umberger is at the plate, followed by Jaden Zimmerman, and then the top of the order. Umberger walks with his first at bat. The pitch will not be a bouncer towards second base. It'll be a backhanded grab deep in the hole in the center. Throw to first base, going to be not in time. Good play attempt, though, by Ben Hostetler. Did all he could do, and that'll be an infield single for John Umberger. Leadoff batter aboard for the Akron A's for a second consecutive inning. Jacoby Miller, the right-hander, he's on the mound. Jaden Zimmerman will be at the plate. Hit into a inning 4-6-3 double play back in the second inning. The pitch, that'll be high for a ball, 1-0 count. 13-3 Highland, bottom of the fifth inning. Miller now the pitch. So I'll be a bouncer towards second. Hostetler will glove it. Over to second for the force. Throw to first base. Going to be there in time for the 4-6-3 double play. Good turn that time. Hostetler to Wagner. Now to Yoder. And they'll turn it. Their second double play they've turned today. A pretty good combination right there. Second double play that Zimmerman has hit into today. Two down, nobody aboard. Down to the top of the order. Xander Roby's at the plate. 0 for 1 with a fly out the center and also a walk so far today. Bottom of the fifth inning from Jackson. Now the pitch. Fastball drops in there for a cold strike. Akron A's, the three runs on four hits. They've left three runners on base. The pitch. Hit the turf for a ball. One ball and one strike. Miller, of course, came in that last inning. Well, out the two runs, one of them earned. The pitch going to be inside, almost hit him. Spins away from it, ball two. Struck out one. Threw 15 pitches that last inning to Jacoby. The pitch going to be swung on, and that'll be foul tipped on the swing on the off the handle of Xander Roby. Two balls, two strikes now to him. Two down, nobody aboard for the Akron A's in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitch. Swing and miss, hit the turf, though. Bounces to the backstop. Alarcon not going to be able to get him. So a strikeout, but the wild pitch going to allow Roby to be safe across first base. So second strikeout thrown by Jacoby Miller, but they do not get the out. And now Blake Goss will be at the plate. 0 for 2 with the pop out the first and the ground out the first. And the pitch. So I'm going to be a bouncer to the mound. Gloved by Jacoby Miller. Underhand through to first base, and that will do it for the inning. No run score for the Akron A's in the bottom of the fifth through five. Highland 13, the Akron A's 3. This is Stark Summit League Baseball on WKLM.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
So they are going to call this a mercy rule win for Highland as they win it 13-3 after five innings. Of course, we saw on Saturday where they weren't sure about that. They ended up calling it a 12-run mercy rule after five, 10 after six. But they are going to call it a game tonight, maybe with the heat and everything, deciding with the Highland with the big lead that maybe now is a good time to finish off the game. So Highland will get the 10-run mercy will win after 5-13-3 over the Akron A's. Highland will improve the record on the summer to the 2-1. The Akron A's will drop the record to 3-5. So Highland is a winner, 13-3. We'll be back around with a post-game show next on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
The July 4th celebration event is on at Millersburg Electric. Now through July 16th, save big on all your favorite appliance brands. General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and Cafe. Hi, this is Carrie Taylor, and customers often ask, when's the best time to buy appliances? And our answer, the July 4th sales event equals Black November. That means it's one of the best times of the year to upgrade or outfit your new home or remodeling project. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2026. So visit us today or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Celebrating 80 years of business.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
And it is the final in Sturt Summer League Baseball. The Highland Hawks summer team, they win it by the final score of 13-3 by mercy in five innings over the Akron A's. Highland scored five runs in the top of the first inning, five runs on two hits in the inning. Of course, for them, it was the two RBI triple by Hunter Miller was the big hit. Of course, took advantage of a couple walks and hit bats, but also in that first, and Highland led 5-0 after one. Then after the A's scored a run in the bottom of the second, made it 5-1 Highland. Highland would score four more runs in the third on five more hits. As for the Hawks with two outs, they did all that damage with two outs. A single by Min Hostetter, an RBI double by Hunter Miller, a single by Carson Yoder, then a two RBI double by Jacoby Miller, followed by an RBI single by Mason Clark. And Highland would take, at that point, a 9-1 lead. Two more runs would score for Highland in the top of the fourth on one hit, as they lead the inning off with a triple by Isaiah Wagler, followed by a strikeout, then a walk, and then another walk. Then, of course, a run would end up scoring in that inning after the wild pitch. A couple of wild pitches in the inning would allow Mike Miller to score as well. And Isaiah Wagler also coming across the board. Highland, at that point, would take a 11-1 lead. Two more runs would score by the A's in the fourth, make it 11-3, but then Highland would score two runs in the top of the fifth. With one out, it'll be a triple by Carson Yoder, followed by an RBI single by Jacoby Miller. Then a hit batsman, followed by a walk, another walk. And again, a run would score. And Highland would add on two more runs in the fifth. They would lead it and get the win by the final score of 13-3 by mercy in five innings over the Akron A's. Highland had 13 runs on 10 hits, one error, and nine left on base. Isaiah Wagler was 2-for-2 at the plate, as he had a triple, walked twice, and he scored two times as well for the Hawks. Also for Highland offensively on the day, it was Hunter Miller who would go 2-for-3 with a triple, a double. He had three RBIs, and he would score a run. Carson Yoder was 2-for-3 at the plate. He had a triple, and he would score a pair. And Jacoby Miller was 2-for-3 at the plate. He had a double. He had three runs batted in. Also for the Highland Hawks offense. For the Akron A's, they had 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors, and 4 left on base for them. Luke Baldrige was 1-for-2 with a run scored. Ty Carlson, 1-for-2 with a run scored and a run batted in. Isaac Bauer, going 2-for-2 with a pair of singles this evening for the Akron A's. On the mound for Highland, it was Christian Mullett who hit the first 3 innings. He allowed 1 run. That was earned. 2 hits allowed. He struck out 2 and walked 3. Then Jacoby Miller will pitch the final 2 innings of relief. He allowed 2 runs, 1 earned. 3 hits allowed. He struck out 2, and he walked nobody. On the other end for the Akron A's, it was Blake Goss who pitched the first 3 innings. He allowed 9 runs, 9 earned. 7 hits allowed. He struck out 3, walked 4, and hit a batter. While Xander Roby threw an inning and a third of relief. He allowed 4 runs, all 4 earned. 3 hits allowed. Struck out 1. He walked 5. And hit a batter. While Jaden Zimmerman threw 2/3 of an inning of relief, he allowed no runs, no hits, struck out 1, and he walked nobody. With the win, Highland improves the record in the 2-1 on the summer. They'll turn around and play on Wednesday at Ravenna Blue Wave at Ravenna High School. They'll play Thursday at the Boys of Summer at Theodore Roosevelt High School in Kent. And, of course, Saturday they'll have a doubleheader at home at Lehman Field against the Stark Eagles. We'll have those games on Saturday for you on WKLM. And also for the Akron A's, they'll drop the 3-5 on the summer. They'll play next on Thursday, and they'll be at home against the Stark Eagles. That'll pretty much wrap things up for us here from Jackson High School in Massillon. Reminder, also on Wednesday, we'll have the West Holmes 12U Little League Baseball Championship from Howard. And airtime for that game will be at 5:30 on Wednesday. Game time will be at 6 p.m. For Phoenix Price, I'm Matt Croy. Again, the final in Star Summer League High School Summer Baseball from Jackson High School in Massillon. Highland wins in 5 innings, 13-3 over the Akron A's. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.